or on the table where it's at the paper mill, such as that.
You got one around here?
I got one over here. Yeah, he over on the river, 12 Mile Butler.
What river is that?
Tom Bigby. American Can Company.
That's right. I saw a sign when I was coming in. Now I passed a great big old plant. I guess it was around Pine Hill, somewhere around there. It looked like a great big old paper plant or something like that.
I don't know. They might have. I don't think they got a paper mill over there, but yes, they have.
Was it Pine Hill?
Yeah, let me see. Brodell and somebody.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Can't remember exactly where it was. It was a big one, though.
Yeah, they haul stuff out of here over there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wood. And big, long trucks.
Yeah. What kind of cattle did you raise?
Well, I just started off with just old scrub stuff, and I finally got me a good white-faced bull I wanted up there. And doing the farm doings, you know, buy a ticket for $1, and I happened to be the lucky one. I won the bull.
So that got you started?
When I finally sold out, he was still with them.
Is that right?
I had to quit. I had to get out of it. I got where one neighbor said.
How many did you have?
About 50 head, along that way. And I got accumulated right some other land around here, but I sold it all off now and let the family have it, kind of give it to them.
Is that right? How many were in your family?
I just had a wife. We didn't have any children.
Oh, that's right. You said you helped raise the
rest of them.
Yeah, right.
My nieces, nephews,
right.
Sisters, brothers, children. I had one brother, and he got killed with a bunch of children.
Hmm.
I had to raise him kind of.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I didn't have but one brother. Got three sisters. They still live.
Mm-hmm.
One of them right up here about 3 miles in that old place. And the other one, oldest and low-head Quitman. Youngest is in Arkansas.
Whereabouts?
Leslie's the name of the post office.
Mm-hmm. That's not too far away, I guess.
Well, my nephew down here said he's going to carry me up there, and he got his vacation, and he got it last week, week before last now. And said he wasn't going to go if I wouldn't go with him, and I said, well, I'm not going. I'm not going to Arkansas.
Have you ever been there before?
No. I don't know. That's too much trip for me to take.
That's a long trip, all right. Sure is. So you've been in the farming business and sawmill and logging?
Logging, timber, such as that over my life.
What kind of crops do most people grow around here? What's the?
Well, they made corn and such as that, but I quit raising any cotton around here several years ago. But there ain't nobody farming now. My nephew's got a patch of corn for his own table use right down there.
Yes, sir.
But ain't nobody farming, none of my place here in cultivation.
That's it.
And none of the rest of them. Used to be, you hear them hollering hard at the mules all up and down this creek every morning, but ain't no more of that.
Hollering what to the mules?
Gee and holler, they called them, you know.
What'd that mean?
Well, gee went to the right, holler come back to the left.
Oh, we'd get them to turn.
Yeah.
I see.
And if he got a little out of line, gee, or hauled back to his place. He understood it. A good plow mule did. Some of them would be hard-headed and be hard, mean, you know.
Did people ever call to the cows to get them to come to them?
Yeah, I could go down there and call these manners. They called.